This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all said, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. And looks like it's just me for the next hour of today's class. So, here's some thoughts from 5 Minute University. I added a chapter in the book. It's not available for sale yet. But there's a chapter on telephone etiquette. And I believe that when you call somebody, you should say the equivalent of following. When they say hello, your response should be, hello, I am, and then you say your name. So I'll just use my name. Hi, I'm Vincent Finelli, and I'm calling about such and such. Is this a good time, or would it be better to talk later? Okay, that's when I make a call. I identify who I am. Even if the person has caller ID, I identify who I am. And I think that's polite. What I think is not polite is calling someone up, and when they say hello, the caller saying, so where are you? Or, what are you doing? To me, those two questions are not the business of the caller. Unless maybe the caller happens to be mom and she's calling her child and she says, hi, this is mom. So how are you doing? Oh, where are you? I mean, that's okay then, right? But for an associate or a friend to say, where are you, first thing, without identifying himself, is unacceptable. It's rude. It's gauche. Well, what's happening here at the farm is we're getting a rash of phone calls from people I don't want to talk to. And they are somehow using telephone numbers and names of real people. They even have their caller ID saying they're calling from our little hamlet here of 100 people. Only 100 people live around this little village. And so I can see that it says our little village name. And so naturally I'd want to answer the phone. And it's somebody trying to sell me something. I'm sick of it. So if I don't recognize the person's name, or it says unidentified caller or unknown caller, and I happen to choose to answer the phone, which most of the time I don't, but if I do, my new protocol is this. Donation hotline. And then the person says, hello? Hello? Donation hotline. Hello? Is this Mr. Vincent? I'm here to take your credit card number right now. May I have your credit card number? Hello? And then I say, typically, the initial donation is $100. May I have your credit card? And that seems to end the whole call right there. And they don't call back. Can you imagine that? So just by answering donation hotline. Now, where'd that come from? Well, I made it up. That's what I do now. And sometimes when Gwyneth calls me, she gets donation hotline. Because when she calls, it says something like unknown caller, something like that. So when I see that, that's how I answer the phone. So that's one little lesson in the book, 5 Minute University, Telephone Etiquette. I mentioned that I've seen a rash of old tractors, table saws, drill presses, radial arm saws, power tools for sale on the internet. And I don't get it. The only thing I can think of is that people have inherited these things. Maybe their loved ones had a hobbyist who had a table saw, jigsaw, radial arm saw, joiner planer, belt sander, grinder, vise, hand tools. Maybe that person died, and the people who inherited them want the money and don't see the need for the tools. Well, frankly, the new tools aren't as good as the old tools in construction. I'm not talking about lithium ion. It's another class of tools, but I'm talking about old hand tools, old radial arm saws. They're pretty darn good, and they'd last generations. So why somebody would sell them, I don't get it, except for the people who inherit them don't know how to use them. They want the money, and they want to turn it into quick cash. Those are my thoughts. Our son likes to buy very simple thank yous for his customers' loyalty. And around Christmas time, he will buy them about 3.5-pound tin of cookies. He gets them at Sam's Club. They're about $13 if you buy them in the two-pack. So it's a really nice Danish cookie, metal canister with a metal lid. And we don't go into the stores. So he had curbside pickup. And they put the items that he bought in his truck. And he took them home. And when he got home, he leaves them in the back of the truck, points the bed of the pickup truck, aim it at the sun, to disinfect any diseases, bacteria, viruses that may be on the packaging or the exterior of the contents in the sun. And then, sometime later, 15 minutes at the absolute minimum, if it's a bright, bright sunny day, or longer if it's a cloudy day, he will unpack them. And what he noticed was he bought 4 tins of these cookies for his best customers, and one of them was dropped. And it looked like dropped on the pavement. It was really smashed. And the employee put it in his truck and didn't say anything. Now, it's one of two conditions. One, it was damaged in the store, and the employee put it in the shopping cart to be picked up by my son at the appointed time. Or it was dropped by the guy who pushed the cart to our son's truck and put it in the truck. But it was damaged by Sam's Club. And it was unusable. I mean, the seal, the tape seal around the lid to the main part of the canister was broken. And this is a major, this thing looked like it had a, 4 to 6 inch smash inside where the lid meets the canister. So it was not a good seal, and he could not reuse this canister for cookies again. You know, some people keep those Christmas-type cookie canisters. These are Danish cookies. These are top of the line. And so, what do you do with them? So, I looked at the seal, and it was broken. So I called up Sam's Club. And if you want to call up Sam's Club, the way you find their number is you type in Sam's Club customer service telephone number, and you'll find it. And I talked to this guy who was in the Philippines, and I said, so I don't get it. I don't get it. And he said, well, I'd be happy to give you a refund. And I said, well, I appreciate that. And I didn't bash him. I didn't say, look, you all busted, our cookies. And they're smashed on the inside, and the tin's smashed. I didn't say that. I said, here's what happened. Very calmly, like as I'm speaking right now. And he said, I'd be glad to give you a refund. Now, I know they're out of stock now, and they were when I talked to him. So the only thing he could do was either apologize or give me a refund, or both, apologizing and give me a refund. And that, he did that. And I said, well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. So he gave me the refund. And I said to him, I just have one quick question. You know, this is the Columbo in me. I'm a little confused. Just help me, please. I said, if you were that guy pushing the cart that had been preloaded by somebody else, and you saw that it had a smashed tin of cookies, what would you do? He said, I'd go back and get a undamaged one. And I said, yeah, that's what I would do. So would I. But what I'm saying is there is carelessness, and there is recklessness, and there is a lack of concern for another person's property. Now, when you buy it and you pay for it online, it's yours. And the company has an obligation not to bust your stuff. Sam's Club is really good at busting stuff that they ship and deliver. Now, here's another example. So, it takes a half hour to get your money back. So a half hour to get, you know, $13 or $10, whatever it might be. It's a nuisance. And they're used to it. They know that you're not the only guy. They know it. Because all day long they get calls from customers saying the same kinds of things. So our son had a curbside pickup at the Chinese factory outlet. And he ordered some romaine lettuce, and that's in a package. Not the cut stuff, because that's dangerous. You can get poisoned by unwashed, ready-cut lettuce or salad greens in a bag. I would never buy that. That's just me. Don't believe anything I say, class. And just because I say it doesn't mean you should do it. I'm just telling you what I do or how I think. So he bought this romaine lettuce, which is a little bit better than iceberg in terms of vitamins, minerals, etc. It's not great, but it's better than iceberg. Iceberg is pretty much useless for nutrients. So Mrs. Finelli opened the bag, and there's mud, 2 inches of mud in the bottom of the romaine lettuce. So whoever picked it, and it said organic. So the Chinese factory outlet substituted regular romaine lettuce for organic, and whoever picked it and put it in the bag thought it was a good idea to leave the mud on it. Now, when I say mud, I'm not talking about a little bit of mud you rinse off. I'm talking about 2 inches of mud. 2 inches of mud coated the bottom of the romaine lettuce. How is it possible that Walmart would stand for that? How is that possible? That is the case. Somebody's not paying attention. There's a whole bunch of somebody's that are not paying attention. And as there's a guy on the radio, I think his name is Rich, he says, nobody's doing their job. I think it's Rich Sheeban that says that. And he's absolutely right. Nobody's doing their job. So those are two instances. So what do? You call them up and you say, yo, what's up? Y'all paying attention? You know, you don't yell at them. And you let them know that this is the order, and they can figure out who was involved in this. And they can say to the people who are in the growing business of the romaine lettuce and packaging it, they can say, you know what? Our customers don't like y'all. Our contract is terminated. And that's what needs to happen. Because if you make a lousy product, you deserve to go the way of the dodo bird.
Now, restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected packet in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I was born in the 1950s. And when I was growing up in the 1950s and 1960s, you know, we had a basement, and everything that was in the basement. And we had a concrete floor in the basement, which was nice. Some basements, believe it or not, old houses might have a dirt floor. But we had a concrete floor, and most of you, I'm sure, do as well. Everything that was in the basement was put up on blocks, everything. And the idea was moisture is under the concrete floor. And moisture wicks up through the concrete. And let's say you put a box of books on the floor. That moisture will travel up through the floor. It'll travel through the bottom of the cardboard box. It'll travel into the books and it'll turn moldy. But if you put the books on blocks of something, wooden blocks, concrete blocks, bricks, and there's an air circulation between the bottom of the box and the floor, you'll have less moisture coming up, right? Into the box. So you're less likely to get the mold and less likely to damage the contents. And then there's another reason. Sometimes with these massive rains, the basement may get water in it partially or, you know, several inches or more. So the idea is put things on blocks. And I learned that, you know, when I was very, very young. Now, it's a little harder to do. You have to figure out how to do it. And when we built our house, the guy that was installing the furnaces just put the metal furnace on the concrete basement floor. And we have another furnace in the garage And he put it on the floor. And I said, well, no. We're going to raise this up. So I cut some wood shelving, and I made it the right size. And so the furnaces are off the concrete floor. Now, if you look, most furnaces seem to rust right at the bottom. Well, naturally they do, because it's metal, painted metal, against concrete. So why would anybody not take the time to put the furnace on 2-inch blocks, 4-inch blocks, 4 bricks, or do what I did and cut a piece of wood? Why? I don't know. I guess it takes too much time. Well, ours are on blocks, and they haven't rusted. Now, it's only been 17 years, so maybe they will rust, but they haven't so far. Not a hint of rust. The other thing is like a water softener. Now, a water softener, that's not so critical, because the water softener is typically a plastic bucket, if you will. Plastic housing, that's not going to rust. But what about the hot water heater or the well water pressure tank? Let's say that's in your basement. Would you put those on blocks? Oh, of course. And the blocks to use, in my opinion, are 4-inch blocks. You can get 4-inch solid. They're called CAP, C-A-P, blocks, because if you're building a concrete block wall, the top layer is the CAP block, which seals the cores of the hollow cored blocks. So the top CAP blocks seal the lower blocks on that wall. Well, I use those to raise up the hot water heater. We have a hot water heater. It's actually, I modified it, so it's not an electric hot water heater. It is, but it's disconnected. I use hot water from our outdoor wood furnace. I have a side arm that takes the hot water from the outside wood furnace, like 160 degrees, 160, and it goes through a heat exchanger, which we made out of copper pipe, and it heats 80 gallons of hot water through natural convection. It works just great. But that hot water heater is metal, and I don't want that to sit on the concrete floor. So what I did was I raised it up, put it on cap blocks, 3 of them, and it works great. And I did the same thing with the well pressure tank. Now, here's another thing that does for you. If you raise it up on blocks, and you can raise it higher than that, you can use standard 8-inch block if you want. And what it does is it lets you access the faucet at the bottom of the hot water heater so you can drain it. Because if you don't, it's really hard to put a hose on there to drain the hot water heater, which is something you should be doing, or at least flushing it, every single month. Otherwise, you're going to get hard water deposits in the bottom of your hot water heater. And never...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA News Update. Critics are calling it a show as President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border after his administration has allowed roughly 5 million illegal immigrants into the United States under his watch.
Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. During his visit to El Paso to assess enforcement operations, Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. He called the visit $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. I'm Dave Collins.
Two people have died and several others were injured after a 15-vehicle pileup in icy conditions on Interstate 80 near Iowa City Sunday morning. The Iowa State Patrol said the crash happened after several drivers lost control on the icy highway. The NFL season has ended. 14 teams are now in the playoffs starting Saturday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, when you flush out your hot water heater, if it's an electric one, you want to shut off the electricity, okay? Especially if you drain it. Now, you will ruin your electric hot water heater if you drain it with the electricity on, because it will sense that it needs to run the heating element. There won't be any water in the tank to cool off your heating element, and it will burn up within a couple minutes, at the most a couple minutes, maybe like 30 seconds. So your best approach is going to be leave the water connected, use the drain at the bottom of it, hook up a garden hose, and run the water outside. But remember, you're going to have a garden hose full of water, and you're going to need to have a bucket at the ready to empty that garden hose. But if you flush it once a month, you know, for maybe a minute each month, you'll find that your hot water heater will last a lot longer. And you won't believe the crud. So save some of it. Put it in a bucket and save it and look at it. And you won't believe all the crud that's in there that you're flushing out. So you're going to want to do that once a month. Let's see. I've got, let me see if I can do this. I think I can. There it is. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Benny. I haven't talked to you all year, so I figured I'd break the mold.
I'm so glad. Next time, don't wait a whole year, right?
No.
Well,
you're
actually,
right.
You didn't. Right. Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm calling, Ben, is do you mind? I don't mean to interrupt what you're going into now, but I remember just before you were talking about how somebody will take a defective item that's obviously defective, and they'll just load it on or ship it out. And then you're left with the postage and the headache and the running around just for something that could have taken a couple of minutes by just somebody being a little conscientious and looking out for the other person.
Yeah, well, it seems to happen more and more often, and I don't like it. I don't like it when somebody busts my stuff, and the minute I pay for it, it's mine. It's theirs until I pay for it. It's mine once I pay for it.
Can I relate a story that happened to me very recently?
Sure,
line?
Sounds great. Yeah.
All right. I'm up on eBay I've never really sold on eBay, but I'll buy things off eBay because for any number of reasons, they're just not available here. I'm looking for like yourself, specialized item. Well, there was a device. I'll even say what it was. It was an air rifle. So I ordered it. I paid the price. They were asking a reasonable amount of shipping. Okay, I paid the shipping. Well, what happened was, I was away for the holidays for a little bit. And when I came back in, there was the pickup notice. All right. Went down. No, but before I went down, and I gathered some of my mail. And I asked the man, I said, look, can I pick up this other pack? There were two big packages. I said, can I pick up this other package tomorrow? He says, yeah. He goes, by the way, the postal clerk told me. He says, there's postage due on that. So I said, postage due? I said, that's a first for this particular thing. So anyway, I sent a message to the individual who sold the item. And I said, look, I said, could you please advise me on this? There's postage due, and we already had a prearranged agreement on a set price, standard shipping. So I get the message back, and they said, well, can you send us a receipt and so we can sort this out? So I emailed back. I said, look, I said, first of all, I haven't even picked up the package yet. And all the paperwork's on your end because you were the one who initiated and shipped out the package. So you have the receipt. So I smelled a rat. So the next thing I know, I go in and they tell me, by the way, there's $78 and some odd cents worth of postage due on this package. And you know the reason why, Vincent? They said they have an inexpensive rate to ship books, newspapers, paper paraphernalia. It's called medium mail with the U.S. Postal Service. So it gives a cut rate for people who are shipping such items. Well, an air rifle, the last I checked, is not media. So I send a message to the individual. I said, look, here's the situation. I said, look, I'm not going to be a party to mail fraud. I said, you did this on your own accord, and you violated regulations. So at first they kind of gave a semi-apologized. Then they insisted that they were right, that they said at USA Ground. Well, long story short, I said, look, USA Ground is the outfit you choose, just like FedEx or United Postal Service, so on and so forth. I said, that's just the organization you chose. I said, now, you created the label on your end. And I said, directly below your name, above your name, is U.S. Postal Service Media Mail on the label. So then I said, I'm turning this over to qualified assistants very shortly. Well, that was the other night. And the next morning, lo and behold, I had a full refund. Now, all I'm saying is that there are people who will try to do something dishonest, and then they follow it up by when they get caught. They're not sorry. They're sorry they got caught. But then they try to pass it off on the poor consumer who basically did everything the right way. And you know what would have happened, Vinny. They wouldn't have given me my refund. They would have probably knocked off the $78 and kept the postage I originally sent. Sorry to be so long-winded.
You're absolutely right. Those kinds of things happen to me. And the quickest, fastest, and best way that I have found is to contact the seller and say, here's what happened. And if I smell a rat, the next thing I do is I go back to that purchase history on eBay, that item, and I click the choice, not as described. And once you do that, eBay jumps in, and they try to figure out what is it as not as described. Well, in your case, it would be the shipping, okay? And what typically happens is you instantly, or almost always, get a full refund. Now, I'm not saying that people should try to game the system and try to get things for free. But what I am saying is I absolutely, positively, am not going to stand for being hoodwinked and being taken advantage of. I won't allow it. So, you know, I do things on the up and up, and I expect other people to do the same. And if they don't, I put my foot down and I take action. And we all need to do that. So I'm glad you did that. I was going to talk about this today. I bought on eBay. I've been talking about automatic voltage regulators. And in the past, I had one made by Triplite, Triplite. And I wanted to do a full report for the class on automatic voltage regulating transformers and how I use them to overcome high and low voltage problems. And it's becoming a more and more of a problem every day. And I'm watching our voltage go way too high for my liking. And it's rough on our appliances, like refrigeration. And we depend on that for our farm. So I wanted to get another one. And I had one made by American Power Conversion, APC, which I think is number one in uninterruptible power and surge protection strips. But really, really close behind, maybe either equal would be Triplite, Triplite. Well, back in 1993, APC made one called Line R, LINE-R, 1200 or 1250. Line R, 1250. And it's 1250 volt amps. It's a great piece of gear. And it comes in a metal case with a plastic decorative front, built in 1993. There was one that was perfect on eBay. I bought it, the guy shipped it, and it came smashed. Plastic parts broken inside. I took pictures, immediately sent it to the seller and said, USPS broke this. And the response was, you know, it's really cosmetic. You know, most people have these and they you know, put them under the counter somewhere. So it works, but it's really cosmetic. And I said, this is rare. This is a rare item. You can't get them anymore. It is top of the line. They don't make them in this particular model. And you didn't do it. Your packing was fine. Your packaging was fine. USPS damaged it. Take a look at the pictures. You'll see where the box is smashed. So he said, well, how about I give you a hefty refund, you know, a partial refund. And I said to him, you didn't do this. It's not your fault. So why should I end up with a busted piece of gear, and why should he have to pay out of his pocket for something that the United States Postal Service did through their carelessness and recklessness? So I'm with you, but I'm not going to stand for eating this. I'm not going to eat it. I'll ship it back to him. he'll have to pay for the, you know, the return. But there, what really should happen is you should put a claim in with the USPS. He should give me the amount that they give him, and everybody will be whole. That's what should happen. But it's not replaceable. Just like your air rifle. I mean, you probably can't get another one like that, right? It would be difficult, right?
Well, it worked out that I was able to find something better, put the money in another direction, but it was just all the running around, going back and forth. It's kind of like, you know what I mean? You have a life. I have a life. The listeners have a life. You know, they have things to do. Why do they have to take time out from their busy schedules to rectify? It's the old story, an ounce of prevention or a pound of cure. But why did it, does it have to come out of the person who did the right thing all the way, and then they have to do all everything and take the hit, so to speak?
You're absolutely right. And the same thing happens on Craigslist. I'm sorry, Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Two internet avenues where people can sell things. And Craigslist has been destroyed, in my opinion, by car dealers. So if you're looking for tires, you end up with all kinds of new cars. If you're looking for a wheel, you end up with car listings, outnumbering wheel listings. If you're looking for a countertop mixer for mixing food, you're going to end up with cars that are for sale, used cars. They've destroyed, these car dealers have destroyed Craigslist, in my opinion, because I'm sick of looking through whatever they've got that's not what I'm looking for. I mean, meaning they might have 90% of things that are cars and used cars for sale, and I'm looking for a wrench. So I don't want to go there anymore. They've destroyed it. So now the only option is Facebook Marketplace. So I have a fictitious account with Facebook Marketplace. My son made it for me. And I don't use my name, and it says I live in a different location, and there's a picture of a famous actor, not me. Okay? So there's no information about me, and it's just so I can look and see items that I want to buy used for the farm. Well, there's a guy, we're setting up our campground, and we need five picnic tables. Well, there's a guy selling three of them. I don't know if you've checked the price of picnic tables, class. It's ridiculously high. A picnic table might cost $500, which is nuts, absolutely nuts. Well, we found three of them for $125 a piece, which meant we'd have to take our 18-foot trailer. And our son was communicating with this guy, and he said, "May I call you?" And the guy says, "No. What do you want to know?" So you know right away that this guy's going to be hard to deal with. Ultimately, they agreed on the $125 for three. He was going to pick them up. The guy said, "When do you want to pick them up?" Our son said, 1 o'clock. He said, "No, noon." So our son agreed to all the terms, and then I'll tell you what happened.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So our son wanted to get these picnic tables for our campground. And they were used picnic tables, and we thought that we would reseal them and repair them if necessary. Because picnic tables can be $200, $300, $400, up to $2,000 if you want redwood, even more than $2,000 if you want redwood. So in order to make our campground viable and affordable, you know, we have to do these cost-cutting measures. And so we agreed to buy all three. The guy agreed that that our son had to be there at the appointed time. And so our son changed his schedule, hooked up the 18-foot trailer to the truck, was all ready to go, and he got a message from this guy saying, I've decided not to sell three, I'm only going to sell two. Now, this was a four-hour round trip. And our son said, Dad, what do you think? I said, you know, I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy because you wanted to talk to him on the phone. You wanted to ask him some questions. Make sure that, you know, when you hear the intonation in his voice and make sure this is worth a half a day trip and all the fuel you're going to spend and hooking up the trailer and all the time it's going to take, you know, changing, losing those hours as a mechanic, you know, at our shop and not working on the farm. There's a cost associated with this. I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy because you asked to talk to him and he said, no, what do you want to know? So, my intonation happened to be right. I thought that this guy was going to be a problem. So the guy said he was going to sell three, he was just going to sell two, and our son said, what do you think? And I said, tell him no. We agreed on three, it has to be three. So our son said, we agreed on three, Isn't that what we did? And the guy says, yeah, you're right, you're right. We agreed on three. And then our son said, sitting at the kitchen table, said, you know what? This guy took the wind out of my sails. I don't even want to deal with him. I said, well, tell him. So our son sent him back a message saying, never mind. I decided to, not to buy him. So while he was doing that, I was on the internet looking, and I found a guy in Oklahoma. And he had him for brand new for $125. And I said to him, sent him a message, and I said, we'd like to buy four or five of them. What would the price be? The guy said $100. I said, may I call you? He said, if you can call right now, that'd be great because I'm going to be busy tomorrow. So I talked to him on the phone, and we agreed we're going to buy four or five. He's going to make them for us. We're going to go pick them up, you know, within a week. So it worked out better, just like you, George. Worked out better. I don't like dealing with these slimy people on Craigslist, which I think, Facebook Marketplace. They're the lowest common denominator. They're miserable. They're dishonest. They're careless. They're reckless. And this guy had no concern that we had to make arrangements to go pick these picnic tables up. He didn't care.
Well, you know, Ben, what I've seen, too, and just I know you're coming here at the end of the program, so I'll just say this. You've seen this, and I'm sure a lot of the class can, agree with it. A lot of times people's definitions of the word excellent has been, let's just say, abused heavily. So just to get somebody out there thinking, well, once you drive all the way out there and you're telling them something's excellent and it's not even fair condition, it's in poor condition. And then I look at the person and I said, you said this was excellent, A1. I said, look at it. And the person doesn't say a word more often than not. They'll just stand there and they'll say, well, they won't say a word because they know it. But they figured they're taking the chance at your expense that even though they've lied, that they'll get you to go to all that trouble that maybe by some far, when at a racetrack, say, it's a long shot. They'll figure, well, they're playing the odds that if you might buy it anyway. But I mean, that's what you got to deal with. And my mother had a saying, God rest her. She said, Georgie, she says, if you want to do business with the public, you're going to have a strong stomach.
Yeah, and a good lie detector. And that's what I'm finding. I'm finding people are really, that they are not worthy of their word. And you're right. And in Virginia, a lawyer told me that that's called puffery when they say excellent. And it's broken down. They call that puffery. And I told him where I come from, that's called fraud. So I don't want to deal with anybody with these texting messages back and forth. I want to hear them. I want to ask them questions, and I want to hear the pauses. I want to hear the excuses. I want to know. So I'm not going anywhere to buy something until I talk to the person. I don't trust them hiding behind Facebook. I don't trust them hiding behind Craigslist. I don't trust them hiding behind words and made up descriptions. I want to talk to them. So that's our new rule. We're not doing it. And class, one of the things I wanted to talk about was razors. I am now on day 109 with the same Schick two-blade disposable razor. And disposable razors are supposed to last between 3 and 8 shaves. Mine last 53 to 106 times longer with the method that I told you. You just shave in the shower and you sharpen the blade with soap on your left hand and you move the blade backwards across the fleshy part below your thumb. And it works. George, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.